You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I spoke to Carly Hartzman, who's the lead vocalist and guitarist for Wednesday, about their 2023 record, Rats or God, as well as their upcoming shows in Aotearoa, in both Wellington and Auckland. And the Auckland show is the 22nd of February at Waimea Bar. But to start off, this is a track from that album. It's called Bath County.
I can walk on water to
Rats or God in April last year. How has it been to watch people consume and engage with your work?
Oh my gosh. Well, it's funny because we just had 6 days of practice for the next album, learning all the new songs. I move on really quickly. So I'm kind of like old news at this point. So I'm glad people are into it. Mentally, I guess I already feel so far away from that because it takes so long to record and release an album that's you recorded that, It feels like forever ago. I feel like a different person. But I'm infinitely glad people love it. It's honestly a little hard for me to, like, even think about, like, how positive people have been about it, because it's overwhelming, but it's amazing. Yeah. I'm really glad people liked it.
Yeah, it has been such a positive reception to the record. It is fantastic and it's gotten incredible reviews. A lot to do with the lyrics as well as the music, but the lyrics are what grabbed me. Your lyrics on this record are so visceral, but they really dive into mundane aspects, or at least common aspects of the world. And the music kind of always complements that poetry so perfectly. Do you tend to begin with the words or the riffs or the rhythm sections? How do you tend to write?
Definitely the lyrics. Yeah, that's definitely what I base everything off of. I pick the tone of the song based on the room. I imagine whatever is taking place in the lyrics happening in, and I just kind of put myself there and we figure out the rest from there. But yeah, the lyrics are the most important to me, like 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad that's what you liked about it, because that's the most important part to me.
It is such a storied and coherent record. It has a really strong sense of narrative while simultaneously seeming almost elusive as to what the subject matter might be. Do you set out to do that when you're working? Are you thinking about a body of work when you're writing specific songs, or do tracks come individually and then you puzzle them together later? Because it does feel like such a cumulative record.
Yeah, I think the only reason it would be elusive is just because I'm writing a little bit from a stream of consciousness thing. Mm. And when you do that, it makes sense to you. But like I imagine everything falls into each song really perfectly. But mm-hmm. if I'm talking about two completely different things that are related to me, but the listener has no experience with, I could see how it becomes a more elusive in that way. But yeah, it's all just, I definitely don't try to focus too much on creating an overall theme or like a concept album type of thing. I just write about home and my memories, and they end up kind of working together because that's my life.
Yeah.
Or our life as a band. Yeah,
for sure. And in terms of that translation from recorded album to live performance, the vocalization on some tracks is so intense for like maybe one line and then very soft on the next. I'm thinking of Bull Believer when I talk about that in particular. How do you kind of balance that live? It seems like a really difficult technical skill. Does it get a little bit looser, or do you stick to the script?
I mean, they change. We've been playing, gosh, we played over 100 tour dates last year. So
wow.
I feel like when you play the songs that much, songs change naturally. And the more we play them, the more I scream stuff.
Yeah.
I add more and more screaming lines just because it's so therapeutic.
Yeah.
So depending on what kind of day we had, or just stuff I need to let out, yeah, it tends to just add more therapeutic vocalization over time.
Right. There are huge riffs on this record, but it also has really delicate moments, and you've been described in the discourse and reviews as drawing on shoegaze, having a country twang, being American indie rock. Do you consider yourself confined to those genre spaces, or any genre space, or do you more just kind of write and then let other people do that categorization?
Oh yeah, no, I don't think, I think it's easy to tell once you kind of listen to all the stuff our music ends up doing, but yeah, like we definitely just pick anything to inspire us that we happen to be listening to, and it's not restrained by genre, so yeah, all those things could be within one song, let alone the whole album. Country, shoegaze, obviously just straight like indie rock, 90s rock, it's all over the place. Even pop country, I think like people like to say that alt country is like the best influence when it comes to indie rock music, but even like pop country today, I love it all. Like I leave room to be inspired by like anything.
And you kind of spoke to this at the beginning, but I read that you wrote this very shortly after completing Twin Plagues. Did that record galvanize you to write more, or were there bits and pieces that didn't quite fit in Twin Plagues that you felt that you needed to exercise, so to speak?
It's mostly the only thing that separates each record is the time. It's like whenever whatever I have when we go into record is what I record for the album, and then I immediately start writing the next one. So it's I'm trying to think if there was anything that was supposed to be on Twin Plagues that was on Rat Saw God instead, but I really think we just record everything I have at that moment,
right,
and then move on to the next thing. Yeah, I don't think there was anything that didn't really fit, because it's more just like where I'm at mentally at the time. And then yeah, it's on to the next one.
The album title is so evocative. Where did that name come from?
It's an episode of Veronica Mars.
Oh,
you know,
love
TV
it.
Show?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I was rewatching it during COVID, and when I saw the name of that TV show, I was like, it's not a particularly good episode, but just the words were so like evocative to
yeah.
me, like, that's the name of our album, and there was nothing else after that. Like that was it from the moment I saw the name.
Nice, love a decisive moment. And
yes,
again, it seems like you work so rapidly. I also read that this was recorded in a week. That is so fast to do that. How was it for you working in those parameters? Is that a creative choice to make it so succinct, or it just seems like the way you work?
I like to make decisions and then not overthink it. So I think we have 10 days to do our next one. And I like having that kind of short amount of time, because I think when you start overthinking recordings, especially, you start to hate them and overanalyze everything too much. So I like having a short time. We get what we get. We go with most of our first decisions, and then it ends up just being a document of that moment in time. And then if we want to switch stuff up, we do it in the live performance, which we've done plenty of times.
It is your first time coming to New Zealand, and you're stopping off in other countries later, but kicking it off at the bottom of the world here with us. First in Wellington, then Auckland, then the legendary Splore.
Yes.
What can we expect from the first few shows of this tour?
Well, we're playing a bunch of new ones that we practiced, and then, it's more just going to be... I expect we'll be in a little bit of shock over there, because we're still adjusting to like Europe, and that's only halfway across the world. So I think we might be a little bit in a dream state when we're over there.
Yep.
On stage, but I think we'll be like giddy. Hopefully we can even like speak, because I mean, it's been a dream to go to most of these places our whole lives. I didn't think it would happen so soon. So yeah, we'll probably just be in like a weird dream state.
That sounds like a good state to be in for a show, unironically, yeah. Unfacetiously. Well, we are very excited to have you here. Thank you so much for chatting with me today, Carly.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah.
That was me speaking to Carly Hartzman, frontwoman of Wednesday. That track was Chosen to Deserve from their album Rat Saw God. You can catch Wednesday on a Thursday, the 22nd of February at Whammy Bar.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.